I think I've met all of you, but just in case you haven't, my name is Carrie, and I'm the project manager for Certec Services at the MPO. And this presentation is pretty short, but I would encourage you that if you have questions, go ahead and ask them as we go through the presentation. So we have an overview of the timeline of events, just a really brief reminder that the Broward County Commission enacted the Transportation Certec Ordinance in June of 2018. Also in the summer of 2018, cities submitted their projects to the county. On November 2018, the Broward County voters approved the 1 cent sales tax, Certec, which took effect on January 1st, 2019. March 2019 was the first distribution of Certec revenues received by the county from the Department of Revenue.
Distribute, could you do that again?
Sure.
Distribution of the county from the, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
From a presentation given to the Oversight Board in September, I borrowed this table and added the row at the bottom for the difference to highlight, showing that the anticipated revenues for the entire plan are greater than the original plan. This is from the Office of Management and Budget, the Office of Management and Budget Forecast. So for this first cycle of fiscal year 2020, there is approximately $122 million available for the municipal surtax improvements, which include community shuttles, the capital transportation projects, which the MPO is prioritizing, and then the rehab and maintenance projects. And as a reminder, the maintenance and rehab projects used to be part of our scope in the original ILA. However, the First Amendment was approved by the board back in September, took those 203 maintenance projects out of our purview, and the county is now responsible for prioritizing them. They're actually having a workshop today, this afternoon, as we speak, going over that process. So we have a total of, actually it's 505 now. There was a little bit of, a few projects went to PCT that were supposed to be in our list, and then a few projects from the county list came over to ours, so now there's technically 505 projects that we've ranked. That's our new number. And of course, the first step in our process was to review what was submitted to us. We opened up the online submittal tool to the cities for them to submit more information on the project specifics. Then we geocoded those projects and created a geographically based, geo-based ranking tool. We are near the end of that process and almost ready to, we're moving on into the program phase of this to meet our March 1st deadline of submitting those to the county staff. So this table has come before the board a couple times. However, this last column on the right for the points is something that we showed at our criteria workshop. So it has been posted on our website, but I thought I'd show it today since we're in smaller groups, have a chance to talk about it, if you have any questions. This is the ranking criteria and the point distribution that the tool is using. So each criteria set, each criteria has a corresponding data set that is used in the tool, and based on the connection to alleviating congestion and enhancing connectivity, which are in the Broward County Ordinance, you have a potential to earn more points based on that criteria. So employment, population density, access and support to transit service, and incident delay have are impacting with alleviating congestion and enhancing connectivity. So potential to earn more, you have the potential to earn more points to score higher than, for example, resiliency and equity, which weren't factors in the Broward County Ordinance, Certec Ordinance, however we thought it was important to include them.
What is incident delay?
We're actually using crash data for incident delay. So
that crash as you can, is better?
Well, not exactly better, but you have
for
the potential to earn more points if say a project is located in an intersection with a lot of crashes occurring at that intersection, and it's both bicycle, pedestrian, and automobile crash data.
About train?
I don't believe it takes into account train crash data. No, I don't think so. Incident delay is the source is Signal 4 crash data from the University of Florida. So yeah, it's the project evaluation is based on a project's proximity to identify high density crash or high density crashes before. And then project performance will be something that there's kind of like a placeholder right now, and the tool for this is to be determined. We're waiting on direction from the county on how we're going to evaluate project performance in the future. So obviously we can't evaluate it now because it's the very first cycle, but we will be looking at that in the future. And then the CSLIP column is here, just reminding CSLIP column is there just to show that these are criteria that are also taken into account in this review of CSLIP projects. Another piece of the puzzle is in the points distribution is the work mix. So a project is has earns more points based on their work mix. So capacity increase or widening or bridge project will have an opportunity to earn more points than, for example, a resiliency improvement, again, because it wasn't part of the Broward County ordinance, but we still wanted to include it. So, and also something like a landscaping, signage, landscape project, don't believe that it has this, will have the same impact on congestion and connectivity as transit routing or intersection improvements.
So who determined this list?
Sure, so, the MPO working with our consultant, and we also brought this to one of our workshops. I believe it was the October workshop, and we shared, we kind of asked the audience, how do you feel these things are connected to congestion and connectivity? So we used that to see if we were all on the same page.
Yeah, I don't understand that. We spent 6 hours here being told about SMART, fiber being the one of the top components you have to have in order to do SMART. And for me, in the middle of the county of Plantation and University Drive, you're only giving intersection improvements and traffic calming in medium, and but the transit routing, the sidewalk, and greenways, the bikeway pass, and the lighting gets a higher number than that? That's insane.
So this is just one piece of how everything is being evaluated. So this is just one category, and we kind of separated it out from the previous. So,
and actually, if you look at the first ranked one that says widening slash bridge,
this mm-hmm.
capacity increase widening slash bridge, that's usually an FDOT issue. That is not a Broward County issue. So why would we have that as number one on the surtax evaluation?
Again, it's number one in this one category. So it's just one part of everything else. It's just kind of a piece added on to the bottom of everything else that is evaluated. So
no.
Whatever value they're going to give to that, it's going to obviously change the
outcome. It offsets the whole thing in the outcome.
So we did this in lieu of weighting the project. So it's just, again, it's another line item. It's
how many, but they have to have determined in their study how many bridges there were in the county that would fall in this category. So, and where they were located. So what are we, I mean, you know, the same thing. And you're changing your transit routing? And how is that going?
What do you mean changing the?
Well, so transit routing, you're gonna ask, you're looking for something, money, to change something for the routing of transit. So, again, that's a whole nother highway type project.
What does transit routing mean?
Transit routing can be the bus routes, it's a.
We need to make a note on that board there.
A note on the, yeah, I can follow up with anything that.
Just to clarify this table, I'm still trying to get a sense of what the question is.
The question is, we don't agree with the prioritization of that and the applicability.
Right.
For this work mix.
For a work mix and how it, I get graded, which is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 type thing.
Our question to pass an increase to is the widening and widening of the bridge.
And
it's still, it's a combination, clearly they put it in there. So capacity increase actually would mean to me, you've widened your street,
mm-hmm.
you've created a bridge to go over something versus around,
mm-hmm.
and so there's very little right of way anyway, but left. So in order to do that widening and the bridge by extension, that would feasibly be an FDOT project, not a Surtex project.
Yeah, and I don't know if I should clarify, it doesn't have to be a widening and bridge project, it can be any of them independent.
No,
okay, all right,
I get it.
From each other.
Yeah.
Sorry, to answer your question, transit routing is, I thought I had more specific details with me, but it looks at the ECT routes and shuttle routes and bus stops and anything related to transit is in that category. But I'll just go ahead and finish get through the presentation so we can talk more, just to make sure I get through the end of it and we can go back to anything that you all want. In the ILA, it outlines 9 project readiness evaluation factors that the MPO should use when assessing if a project is ready to be programmed. These circles that we have, any of the solid ones resemble factors that we were able to verify, that we verified this first time around in this first review. The hatched circles are projects that were not verified. And that's either because even though we did provide an opportunity for the cities to submit that information, either we did not receive very much of that information. I can tell you we've received very little detailed budgets and detailed project timelines, things like that. And then, for example, if we did receive it, we did not go out into the field and verify it for all 500 of our projects this time around, which is, for example, right-of-way availability. We had an option for people to say, okay, do you need right-of-way? You need to acquire right-of-way for this project, yes or no? And if they either chose yes or no, but we didn't go out into the field, for example, and verify whether that was true, save for utility relocations. But that is something that we will be doing in future cycles. So.
And I have to tell you, I've been to every one of these things. That's the first time I've seen detailed budgets.
Okay. Thank you.
The first time I've seen detailed budgets.
Sure. And this is something that a lot of the projects that we're finding to be, as the cities are saying, are construction ready. It's a lot of the, a lot of them, it's a outstanding item that we are still asking for the cities to provide. So there will still be an opportunity for them to provide it.
That's not the point.
Okay.
Every time I come to a meeting, I get an additional requirement. Tell me what your definition of shovel readiness is.
Sure, that's the next slide.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, these have been in the ILA all along. We're just pulling them out and showing you that, I mean, this was shown at the last workshop. that these are the things that are, these are the factors that we look at when evaluating whether a project is ready to be programmed. Again, a lot of projects, even the ones that the city told us were construction ready, didn't have all of these factors. Again, it's something that we're gonna focus on for cycle two, and even the project that said they were construction ready this time around will still have an opportunity to provide those things. Resolution of support, there's an NA because it wasn't requested this first review cycle, but we can anticipate that it will be something that we request in the near future, for sure.
So it's a resolution from whom?
From the city commission.
For a specific project and or a blanket resolution for all MPO and SURTAS projects?
I believe it will be per project. Again, we haven't asked for them yet. However, if the projects that are given to the county this spring that are, you know, construction ready, I'm, you know, almost certain that we're going to have, in order to have a contract with the county and receive funding, have a resolution of support.
But not this cycle.
That cycle, basically this is saying that in our review, which we're nearing, you know, we've done the review already and we're in like the ranking process, we didn't make it a requirement to submit a resolution of support, but it's, yeah, something that will be upcoming for a project to be able to gain funding.
Terry, if I can, what you're saying though,
sure.
If you're gonna get approved and get funding,
yes.
If the county's gonna fund it, she's anticipating that you'll have to do a resolution acknowledging that you have support of the project.
Oh, if
exactly.
A project is approved.
Right.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
Exactly. Yes,
yeah,
thank
that.
You. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so shovel readiness, looking for several different things in the field review, whether there's a project manager, whether the project is bidable, if permits have been obtained, we're looking at existing conditions, and looking for set of design plans.
You're asking for an awful lot of upfront work and investment in that stuff, and that's what you consider a shovel ready. Because
no.
I'm not going to go out and design a project. I'm not going to send it out for bid. I'm not going to pull permits.
Not knowing if I have to plan a project.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of, you know, a lot of, so many projects are at the design planning or design phase right now. We will be allocating funding for projects that are in the planning or design phase, not not just for projects that are only in the construction phase. That's the focus of cycle one. But beyond that, in the five-year plan, which is to be developed with the county, this spring, and it's due to be submitted July 1st, 2020. In that five-year plan, there will be funds allocated to design money, planning money, construction money. So this is for if a project is, if you're submitting a project and saying that it's construction ready, these are the things that we're looking for in the field review when it comes to that point.
And I thought we were expecting some help for the small cities on design plans.
There will be funding, we will be allocating funding for design.
Yes. I love you, but I am so flaming hot right now over this additional stuff that has been thrown in the mix, you know, for a year. I'm a GC. I anticipate all this stuff.
Great.
I've asked all of these questions, all of them, and all of a sudden you want, and that's why I keep telling people, you haven't truly given us a definition of shovel readiness. So again, I'm not gonna have, you know, put everything out to bid, my plans that I don't know. Who's really reviewing my plans? I mean, I first of all, as cities, we are not allowed to put any RFPs or LIs or anything on the street unless we are funded. So that is absolutely impossible to accomplish.
So, okay, so if your project, if a project of yours makes it into the 5-year plan, there will be, you know, funding allocated maybe in year one for design and then year three for construction.
Oh, I am, respectfully, I know I'm on the board, I am so over this, all this stuff, and we haven't even started. I'm over it.
So part of the problem is that we don't really know yet, because the county today.
Yeah, but that's what I've said.
No, the county today hasn't given anybody any indication as to what the process is gonna be, what their requirements should be.
And when do you have to start on making sure this process is complete?
It's not, but, it's not that it's not even complete. It's absolutely not feasible unless it's, the specific project is funded. And I can't fund it or, and or budget it without going through all the steps as I'm ready to do it and pay for it. So, do I mind spending the money? Like, I'm trying to get a bridge in there. So I said, okay, we'll pay for the PD&E. We'll get it done up front and then come after the fact. But, my PD&E is not giving me a bid. I'm not gonna have final design plans because I can't do that until after I have the PD&E. So, you're putting, and I'll tell you what, the permit thing, it's not happening.
It's the last step, yeah.
It doesn't matter where, what step it is, it's not happening until we're funded. Or, and or, I have a contract that says it's important.
So, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but the county is hopefully discussing.
I know. And I'm not happy I'm not there, but yeah, I know.
Maybe you are, you should be happy to be there.
Yes, there you go, Alan, there you go.
We do have staff, Andrew and Bill are there, so I'm going to, and I'm hoping every city has, you know, staff at that meeting as well, so that I'm hoping to get more information from that workshop and find out what happened this afternoon.
This is still a moving target.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem.
Last two slides, really quickly, just going over the schedule, showing that we're nearing the end of our cycle one with our deadline March 1st. We'll be sharing you know, program projects with you in February, either at the MPO board, the TAC and CAC, or similar to how we've been doing the past few months, having a workshop, stakeholder engagement workshop.
So, again, if you had something approved in cycle one, would you already know it? And how long do you have to get all these things done to prove you're shovel ready? Or was that part of the process to be selected in cycle one?
So, as far as your question of when you'll know, I mean, we're giving the information to the county on March 1st, and then it's going to the published going to the oversight board March 26th. So if you're in the top ranked projects that are considered construction ready, you'll be seeing that.
But again, to be considered construction ready, you've got to have all those things already done.
A lot of the projects that, almost all of the projects that say the municipal staff has said that construction ready have several outstanding items according to the reviews that our engineer has been doing, and that includes detailed cost estimates, final permit approvals, all those things. So we know that those are outstanding, and they're not all, they don't all have all of that at this point in time.
Who's they?
The city staff, the municipalities, that they don't have.
I keep telling you, and you need to listen carefully. As a city and our budget, we cannot spend the money in advance of having a signed contract. So if I get my signed contract from the county, I'm gonna put everything in place immediately. But I'm not gonna put it out on the street for a bid and an estimate and permitting not knowing I have no funding, I can't do that. I'm not allowed to do that. So shaking your head and saying, yeah, you gotta have all this to be shovel ready, doesn't work with the financial requirements of the city.
No one's gonna have anything shovel ready?
Nope, yeah. Can't.
What is that for?
Yeah, you can't. So are we done? Because I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, that's why I came in. I was like, good conversation, but they're ready for over here.
So it's most.
This is the last slide, if you wanted to read it on your way out. It's just the county actions. Oversight board, April County supplemental budget resolution, and.
And so all that money will go to bus maintenance for the county?
Sidewalks.
There's gonna be sidewalks in.